This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of Z Media, here coming to you live on this Tuesday broadcast, Wednesday here for us Aussies. And we have a very, very powerful broadcast for you this morning. Dr. Anna Mahaitra is going to be joining us in just one moment with some new bombshell findings from one of her colleagues overseas in Romania about what's really in the shots, progress on the brain machine computer interface or brain computer interface, brain control interface, transhumanism, cyborgs, and so much more. And let me tell you, Dr. Mahaitra really is one of the leaders in the world, and as far as I'm concerned, in this research, proving, I mean, the amount of work that this woman does on her Substack, constantly going back to the globalist documents, videos, research papers, peer-reviewed studies, whatever it may be, she is presenting, in my opinion, the largest body of evidence to show that transhumanism and changing human beings, merging them with, machines, synthetic biology, in my opinion, really the largest body of work on Substack that is available to date. So, Dr. Mahaitra, I believe we've got her now.
Yes, absolutely. Hi there. Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
It's wonderful to see you. Well, I'm just so grateful for everything that you're doing, and I'm a subscriber to your Substack. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe, and I'm sure the team will bring that up on the screen at some point. But really, I think this first thing that we need to talk about, Dr. Anna, and we'll get started before the break, is this huge new analysis of the C-19 bioweapons. If the team can bring that up on the screen, and you could talk us through what we've actually found here.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been collaborating with my research colleague, Dr. Janina Hagima, and she's a gynecologist in Romania who has also done microscopy on vaccine vials and now has presented electron microscopy as well as further studies that really look at the contents. And so she looked at Comirnaty as well as Moderna bioweapons and found no nitrogen and no phosphorus, which is the same result that Dr. Daniel Nagaz presented that Steve Kirsch also had, as well as the European Medicine Agency and Dr. Camprera associated also with Lakita Kolumna. So what this means is that all molecules of life, like RNA and DNA, contain nitrogen and phosphorus. If you cannot find this within the vials, it means there's no mRNA in there, which, of course, is a bombshell revelation, again, and another confirmation of, you know, what is really in these vials. So what we found is similar to what many other teams in the world found, which were metals. And, for example, in the Pfizer vials, there was titanium, yttrium, which is a very rare metal, both of which are used for biosensor nanotechnology applications, as well as to make photoluminescent microelectronics. And so similarly, in the Moderna shot, we had aluminum, we had large amounts of silicone. Both Pfizer and Moderna contained large amounts of silicone. And the way this kind of ties into my previous research is that I had shown previous research that was done on Morgellons as well as brine microchips that were taken out of people in 2006. And Dr. Hildegard Steiniger was a toxicologist who did analysis on those. And they were made from polyamide proteins from silicone, as well as there were also metals that that were contained. So it is the exact same chemical compositions that we've seen previously as well. So this is definitely another level of recognition here. And the other thing that we did was we also looked at dental anesthetics. She did electron microscopy, which many teams have found.
Hang on, Dr. Mahacha, we've got to go to break in a second. We really do want to go through this particular article, and I'll get the team on the other side of the break to bring up some of the images from that Substack that you've written to show what you're actually talking about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Dr. Mahacha right after this short break.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here, and I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are back with Dr. Anna Mahacha. Right before the break, she was about to talk about the dental anesthetics, but I'd really love it if the team can bring up this latest Substack. On the third image on there shows the Moderna COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine, and you can actually see some measurements showing up to 43.2 undisclosed silicon, which of course is part of self-assembling nanotechnology biosensor manufacturing. That's what Dr. Anna's talking about. Team, if you can just go a little bit further, the next image down actually shows that silicon signature. So this is really, really important research. Everyone needs to get onto this and share it everywhere, particularly Dr. Anna, because what we need, and I had a recent conversation where someone said what we need is the doctors to start understanding the technology and understand that traditional medicine really isn't it's not what we're doing anymore. We need to have that understanding of technology merged with medicine. But please do continue what you were about to say about the dental shots right before the break.
Yes, and just to go back real quick to Pfizer and Moderna, so carbon and oxygen was obviously also found, and you cannot rule out graphene oxide from this. There can be other carbon-based polymers in there as well, so this was also found. So in regards to the dental anesthetics, the reason why this is important
Sorry, Dr. Anna, if I can interrupt you again, I'm so sorry, but you also found tin, which coincides with what Mike Adams found when he looked at the fibrous, not clots, structures that Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, sent over to Mike. So when he looked at those clots that people are forming, which they're not clots, they're structures, and you've done an analysis of that as well, tin was, it was full of highly conductive metals. So that coincides with your findings also.
Absolutely, and many different teams have found similar findings. So if you look at the German work group, I mean, they found, cesium, they found barium, aluminum. So there were many different metals. And if you look at also Antonetta Gatti's work, she's a famous nanopathologist who's looked at 44 childhood vaccines. So this is consistent with every vaccine contains all kinds of metals. And if you look at what the potential is of these metals is that they can be used in biosensing and nanotechnological application. This is obviously of interest to us because this is what we were seeing, number one, develop from the vials, as well as then what we saw in the blood in terms of self-assembling nanotechnology. So absolutely, this is important. And this, for example, yttrium is such a rare metal. And clearly it's used in particular photoluminescent microelectric devices. And this is what I've been seeing in the blood. Initially, we were seeing it in vaccinated, now in unvaccinated, in everyone. These biosensors that emit light in different colors, and I've photographed this, I've shown this, it's quantum dot-like technology, and it really shows that all of humanity is under threat and has been now infested with this. And the other absolutely brand new study that came out that I just posted yesterday was that there was a team from Japan who looked at people who had cardiac surgery, and they found 9 different microplastics in the cardiac muscle, in the pericardium, as well as in the blood. So this is hydrogel, the same stuff that we found in near infrared in vaccinated and unvaccinated blood, polyamide, polyethylene. So again, there's a correlation here that is absolute. And we know that hydrogels are the interface between machines and brain computer. This is what MIT really discussed. So this is catastrophic because they've shown that these plastics or polymers, they bioaccumulate in the organ system and they stay there. So unless you detoxify and melt down plastic in people's body, we're going to have mass casualties. And so to go back to the dental anesthetics here, the dental anesthetics also were developing microchips, and we also found metals in them as well as silicone. And they actually had nitrogen and phosphorus in there, which are elements of life, which could be, you know, related to proteins, DNA or RNA. And one wonders why the heck is that in dental anesthetics? And lastly, the Pneumovax vaccine also had similar metals in there. So this is consistent now across the board. Many different teams have found different similar findings, but it's of concern because if everybody's speaking about a spike protein that requires reverse transcription, but you don't have mRNA in many of the vials, then what are we really talking about? And what I've been advocating for and seeing under the microscope, and that this is consistent with the transhumanist agenda, is that they want to change all of humanity into cyborgs, and that's exactly what we're seeing. It's the fusion of technology with biology, and it's also very toxic to the body.
Well, I want to ask about Pneumovax. So in Australia, this injection is registered for use in children aged greater than 2 years old and in adults. Dr. Anna, is this, because we're now hearing about, you know, a swine flu outbreak in the UK just this morning. I posted on that first human case of swine flu. You've also got the WHO demanding data from China about this this new respiratory illness that's affecting children. And, you know, of course, we had the last tabletop exercise that said that the next pandemic is going to disproportionately affect children. We now know that the technology that's in these shots can be programmed remotely, if you will, or even in real time. You and I have discussed this with Karen Kingston, in fact, in our last joint interview together, where AI could even be at the helm. We're talking about a really dystopian nightmare, to put it lightly. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, more childhood vaccines, they're not vaccines, injections, could have this technology, be programming children to get sick and be causing the next pandemic, if you will.
I've proven that because I have published on my Substack, I've looked under the microscope at many childhood vaccines, including HPV, meningococcus, the Tdap. I've looked at hepatitis A. I have published all of these findings, and all of them have self-assembling nanotechnology in them. So the Pneumovax is one of them as well. They pretty much all of the shots look the same. They have the same stuff in there. They develop the same filaments that you see behind me. None of this bluish, you know, hydrogel ribbon should be in anybody's blood. And I am extremely concerned because obviously, you know, if they're injecting this into children and it's absolutely everywhere, it's in our food supplies and medication, it's in other injectables, and there's more and more bioaccumulation of these metals and these hydrogels, then basically you're going to cause problems. And what the outcome is are these rubbery clots that I've also shown to happen now in unvaccinated blood, where you draw 30 mils of blood that's unvaccinated, let it sit for 4 hours, and all of a sudden you have a hydrogel rubber-like layer. So these are the outcomes that we're seeing. Now we have the cardiac study that shows that the organs are literally turning into rubber and have microplastics in them. How much can humanity handle of this? This is an absolute catastrophic event that everyone needs to take note of. And everyone who really is believing in the Hippocratic Oath needs to start looking at these other technologies, because it's all over science that they have planned this and done this for many, many years. And doctors cannot say, oh, I don't know about nanotechnology, so I'm going to ignore this.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with you. On this particular subject, humans turning into cyborgs, the detection of various microplastics, you've referenced the article which was published in the American Chemical Journal, and you say this confirms your live blood analysis. Could they just explain this away as, you know, because we have too many microplastics in our packaging and our water and so on and so forth?
So they were trying to do this, and if you look at the microplastic literature, it's just clearly shown, okay, it is now in absolutely everybody. They're calling it microplastics, but I believe it's a misnomer, because these hydrogel filaments and polymers that I've been seeing is the exact same thing that they call microplastics, that they have been spraying via geoengineering. We have chemically analyzed it. The chemical match is 1-to-1. It's, you know, polystyrene, polyethylene, all of these chemicals, the polyamide proteins, have shown up.
Hang on, Dr. Anna, we've got to go to break. I really want to hear more about this. Don't go anywhere. Guys, share this stream with everyone. This is Bombshell.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Dr. Anna Mihaitre. You can find her work on Anna Mihaitre. That's MIHALCEAMDPHD.substack.com. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe to her Substack. She is dropping incredibly important research on a regular basis that everyone needs to be aware of. Dr. Anna, right before the break, you were talking about, I posed the question whether this particular study on microplastics being found in the bodies of cardiac patients, essentially, undergoing surgery, whether that's actually due to toxins in the environment or microplastics in the environment, and your hypothesis is that that is just the cover-up for what is essentially a very long plan to change human beings into cyborgs and merge us with machine, the synthetic biology plan. So you were saying that the signatures that you've looked at are one-to-one with what you've seen in the shots. Please talk to us a little bit more about that.
So they're one-to-one also in regards to the Morgellons fibers that have been shown that have been sprayed for four decades. And this was an analysis that was done by toxicology, Dr. Hildy Staniger, for example, and these filaments had exactly polyethylene and silicone in there, and this was biosensing nanotechnology even then. And so now in these shots, we have the lipid nanoparticle technology. So in Pfizer, it is polyethylene glycol. In Moderna, it is SM-102, and these are hydrogels, and they can basically self-assemble to become these polymer plastics, and they can also interact with other plastics within the body and create these rubbery clots. And they are also part of this, again, transhumanist agenda and this brain-computer interface. And we've heard a lot about the interbody network, area network, but really people have been controlled now via frequencies, for example, HARP, Higher Oral Active Research Project. This is also was initially funded by DARPA. And even, wireless mind control through magnetic nanoparticles, those things have been going on for a long time. There's actually documentation in 2002 that DARPA was studying this and was already able to wirelessly, record people's thoughts. And this technology is way more advanced now, and they can certainly use these nanoparticles to do it without even injecting anything into people's brain. Because we're inhaling it, we have it in the food supply, we have it in the shots, and I believe that this is more and more part of this absolute control grid to create, as Yuval Harari, the spokesperson of the WEF, says, you know, automatons without souls and spirit. And this is very concerning. And I have been sounding the alarm, and you see there's more and more evidence showing that, you know, we've been right all along.
Absolutely. Tim, if you can bring up the third article, Brain-Computer Interface, the Quantum Computing of Consciousness and the Humanoid Avatar. So you've showed a couple of pictures there from that article, but we have quite a few, you know, images I'd like to discuss. I actually watched that entire presentation from Professor Kisroev of the University of Miami, Dr. Anna. That was 2 years ago now. So the advancements that they've made now compared to then are huge. But there are a few things that I want to note on this. So he talks about the wireless brain machine interface and how DARPA was starting on super soldiers. And of course, you know, this is how they, I watched a presentation recently where they were talking about how basically they have to condition the soldiers first, and then the public will accept, through the soldiers' acceptance, these augmented humans. And what are we going to do with these soldiers, for example, when they go back to society and we de-augment them? But essentially conditioning the population through super soldiers to accept augmentation. And so he then goes on to talk about advanced intelligent materials. And we've got that advanced intelligent materials picture. Guys, if you can bring it up, so that Dr. Anna and I can talk about this. They talk about each nanoparticle acts as a nanoscale site that converts a magnetic field into an electric field and vice versa. So what this doctor from this Uni of Miami spoke about, and maybe you can chime in here, Dr. Anna, but he was talking about how they've figured out essentially how to hack humans, because different things in the body and different, you know, areas of the body have different frequencies, different parts of biology have different frequencies, and they've essentially figured out how to hack those.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you know, different scientists have different mathematical models on how to do this. But in regards to these particles, you know, every particle has a spin state, and if you modify that, you modify the electrical and the magnetic field. Now, our neurons are based on electricity. This is how that the information actually is being transmitted. And so if you can change an electrical current or pulse it in a different way, then basically you have now at a single neuron level taken control to rewrite neurological functions. So that means they can write thoughts into you. And what my point was about this article was, if you look at different research groups and different mathematics. So there was, for example, a quantum physics explanation of that our brain really acts as a supercomputer, and that the microtubules they're utilizing the microtubules for this quantum processing. And you and I have discussed this idea about the nanobrain that has been developed, which is an artificial brain made from what's called a time crystals. So they are using hydrogel and carbon nanotube, which is graphene oxide, and they're just using a different mathematical model, and based on that have been able to create a humanoid avatar that actually, according to them, has conscience and the mathematics of free will. So now you have a completely different state here. So what my point was about this article is that this brain research has been going on for a long time. All resonant frequencies in the brain have been decoded. They are able to read people's thoughts. And it's actually what you were saying earlier. It's not the military super soldier program that really is supposed to get the public used to this augmentation. It is the healthcare system, because everything that we do, for example, through pacemakers, through artificial prostheses, is supposed to say, look, we're doing this for the good of people. So, of course, we're going to take it a step further, and then maybe, you know, we're going to use this technology to cure Alzheimer's. But on the other hand, people can also nefariously use it and control the entire population. As we have shown, Professor Carnicum and I, we did research on the vaccinated blood and shown that it's extremely sensitive to frequencies of 4 hertz. We've discussed that. So this is the ambient harp field around the Earth. So there's many different ways to control people. What is important for people to understand is that it's going on now. It is not science fiction of the future. It has already been implemented. It's been injected into people. We found technology. We've been speaking about this now for 2.5 years or so. And basically, there is more and more information that continues to confirm what we've been saying. And if you have interviewed Celeste Solomon, who discussed that by 2025, there's supposed to be no natural humans alive, according to the military workshop.
That we've got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. This is huge information. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with Dr. Anna Mahajer. And I just want to say, Dr. Anna, what we're discussing here is actually, I think, some of the most important information in the world right now, if not the most important. Let me explain why. Everything that they want to get away with, the WHO, the UN, the ones pushing Marxism, the ones pushing a complete takeover, depends on their ability to control people. And we talk about people not complying and saying no and being strong and resilient to their plans. But what this technology is able to completely destroy any resistance. And so if the wider community in the world doesn't understand that this is real and happening now, then we can't defeat their plans. This is so crucial that people understand that mind control and controlling humans is actually happening now. And I really want the team, if you can, just play the B-roll of the rat leg moving. And before you do, I'm warning viewers, it is quite distressing footage, but you need to see it. This is 2 years ago, what they were doing, able to make a rat move against its will in their experiments. Okay, this is the Miami College of Engineering presentation. So this is not Neuralink, where you go and get a chip in your brain, willingly. This is wirelessly making a living thing move against its will. So if they 2 years ago were showing us this, which means that the technology was already 30 years ahead 2 years ago when they were showing this to the world, how far do you think that they've come now with their ability to make humans do things against their will, like the RAND Corporation brags about on their website, saying that they will be able to coerce people and manipulate them to do things that they would not normally do? Dr. Anna, your input, please.
Absolutely. And if you look at psychotronic weapons and really even what the military has discussed, that this is more powerful than any nuclear bomb, because when you can control people's mind, you can control the world. And what is very important, though, if you look at the statements of Dr. Robert Duncan, who actually wrote the AI software for some of the largest supercomputer that are monitoring people's brainwaves, and he was with the CIA, and he clearly said that via satellite, every human being's brain waves are being recorded and monitored, and if you're using more than 10% of your brain, you're actually going to be targeted. So even though this sounds like science fiction, overall science is so far advanced. And I want to get back to medicine, how medicine has been weaponized. So what I've been, as well as some of my colleagues have been doing, is looking at medications under the microscope, and we find biosensors and micro robots. For example, budesonide, which was an inhaled steroid that has been used for a long time now for COVID, actually has these microsensors and robots in there, and I filmed that. Dental anesthetics, I've shown how it kills red blood cells in 20 minutes. And I want to leave people with some hope, because I've also done a lot of studies on what can actually help. And this is very different than what the regular freedom movement is saying. So first of all, clearly I do recommend the EDTA, which pulls out the metals. Vitamin C is very helpful. In newer studies, I've shown that methylene blue prevents the rubbery clot formation, as well as binds these micro robots and hydrogel-like plastics to it. So it's been
What's methylene blue for people that aren't aware, Dr. Anna? For people that don't know what that is, what is it?
Methylene blue, it's an ultraviolet blue dye that's actually used in anti-aging. It increases oxygen delivery to the tissues, the precursor to hydroxychloroquine. It helps your brain function. It can be gotten over the counter even. And so what's very interesting about it is that there have been studies that show that if you want to clean out methylene blue from wastewater, you can do it with hydrogel because the two bind so nicely together. So I'm doing it the opposite way. I am pulling out the hydrogels with methylene blue, and that seems to be very useful. And the newest thing that I haven't even posted yet, I was just writing my Substack about it, is the rediscovery of Dr. Hildegard Steininger's work, who showed that essential oils actually dissolves polymer plastics like styrofoam. For example, essential oils like thieves or grapefruit, lemon, and cinnamon oils, as well as oregano and peppermint, have been shown within 11 minutes to literally melt a styrofoam cup. Well, what did they found in that cardiac study? They found styrofoam-like plastic. A novel way that people can help themselves with these, for example, essential oils. Yes, so I was just talking about these essential oils that could potentially help us further. I will post a Substack about this and then the next day here because it's fantastic information. So nature is giving us many different modalities to help ourselves as well as our own spiritual resilience and our desire to be in joy, in love, in to speak truth. And that frequency is beyond what is really what mind control can hack. This is what Robert Duncan spoke about, that basically a mind that is enlightened or that it has a high vibratory frequency, they cannot pull down. This is why they want to induce fear and depression and anxiety and apathy in us. So we also have many different defense mechanisms through our willful positivity and outlook.
It's interesting that you talk about that as well, because they know this. So in I'm about to do, hopefully in the next week or so, an analysis on some US DOD documents that aren't new but have recently come into circulation again on super soldiers and cyborgs. And basically they say that, the people that are most resistant to human augmentation are people that have religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. And so really they know this. And one of the reasons that they want to attack those beliefs right now in society so that they can break down that resistance to augmenting the human, to changing us into cyborgs. And so we've got a little bit of time here. I do want to go through some more things that they were talking about, Dr. Anna, and then really wrap up again with your solutions so far and direct people back to your Substack. But this N3 DARPA research, multi-channel deep brain, high spatial resolution, guys, if you can bring up that picture again. So this is something that they were talking about in this presentation, the University of Miami, and they were talking about building self-assembling pyramids, which I know look very similar to what you've seen under the microscope, Dr. Anna. And they were saying that they can treat autism, major depression, brain tumors, Parkinson's, and repair neural structures. So all of this is done wirelessly, and what you were talking about is essentially changing the way that the human brain works, of course, initially introduced to us as something that can treat and reverse Parkinson's. I mean, this is amazing. You know, you even brought up the pacemakers and different ways that they have desensitized us to augmenting the body. And mind you, this stuff has saved lives. I understand a pacemaker has saved lives, but they consider it as the step to, and this is in all of their documents, when you look at biodigital convergence, the wireless body area network, they all talk about, you know, from pacemakers to prosthetic limbs to, now you have wireless sensors in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. They all show diagrams of these wireless sensors and the different points where they're in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. And what your research has been showing is how they got there and the fact that they've already gotten there. And I really do encourage people. I just did an interview with Hope and Tavon, researchers from Morocco. It's up on Z-Media, Z-Media's channel on Band. It's also up on zmedia.com on the interviews page. Please go and watch that, because all of these terms about the wireless body area network are defined there. We'll be back after this short break with a wrap-up with Dr. Mahaichar on this topic. A couple more things.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The last 10 minutes with Dr. Anna Mahicha. So grateful for her time today and all of her work. Her Substack is Anna Mahicha, MDPhD.substack.com, and Mahicha is spelled M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. Dr. Mahicha, but just really back on this brain-computer interface topic, they talk about, they basically wrap up, this professor wraps up the presentation saying we can connect the brain to artificial intelligence in sort of an unprecedented way. And he laughs nervously as he says we can build immortality. And so the reason I took note of that is because that is essentially these people, whether they really believe it or not, I mean, I don't think that a lot of these transhumanists actually believe they can build immortality because it's not possible. They're just selling that idea. But a lot of people have bought into that idea, that somehow if you connect your brain to AI, you are going to be immortal because you can upload your consciousness and all of this sort of stuff. My question to you is, as they continue to bring in, you know, smart technology, and really, you know, desensitize the population to the smart grid, to 15-minute cities, to connecting themselves to the Internet of Everything, and already we see an unprecedented use of things like ChatGPT, do you think that they're simultaneously controlling people's brains with the fact that they can do this and making them, you know, more open to this? Is it too late for a lot of people?
So we already know that optogenetics has been used to control brain function for a long time. And so anytime that you hold your cell phone, there's actually multiple cameras that are facing you, several of which are LiDAR technology. And if there is a photon that's coming through your retina, it can induce up to 100,000 chemical reactions. So absolutely, the pulsed electromagnetic fields and frequency signals can mind control people. And that has been known for a long time. This is how, for example, in marketing research, you know, certain subliminal messages that have been used for 20, 30 years, this is literally an old hat. And so if we really ask ourselves, how controlled has all of humanity really been, and how miraculous has it been that at least some of us have woken up and are looking, you know, behind this cloud of the matrix? If we realize what we've been up against, it is phenomenal, miraculous. I was also reading in this book, Mind Wars, which is a military war a book on everything that has been developed in regards to mind control, and it had a chapter on beta blockers, for example. Beta blockers is a heart medication that slows down your heart rate, but it turns out that they've done studies that, for example, the people who are on beta blockers, if they look at horrible things, they no longer have an emotional reaction. So it's been known that certain drugs, again, chemicals, you know, even marijuana that people really enjoy, it makes people apathic. And that's really this apathy, the lack of having any drive of doing anything, of seeing, you know, horrendous things, but not having an emotional response that would actually give you the drive to do something about. I believe that there's a lot of this going on. Even in chemistry and bad food supply, if people are nutritionally deficient, you know, they can't fight. If they are chronically fatigued, like we've seen with COVID-19, you know, the whole long COVID stuff, which in my research has been the blood contamination with this nanotechnology, it hijacks the electricity in your life force, and you're not going to feel like doing anything. So I believe that this cognitive subliminal warfare is going on. It's very, very apparent because you see intelligent people who cannot process cognitive information. I think that this is what we're seeing, mind warfare.
I have to agree with you. So, an interesting question. Have you had anyone that's sort of long-term, you know, been affected, not awake, recently woken up, come and see you? Have you seen any cases like that?
I've seen people that certainly, you know, over time have awakened because they weren't feeling well or they're looking for answers or, you know, but I talk to a lot of people and they have family members who still think that they're conspiracy theorists you know, they're saying anything against, for example, the bioweapon, which is unbelievable by the time that we know that so many millions of people have already died from it. So I think that in some areas there seems to be an awakening, and others there isn't. It's too slow for what I see in terms of the blood contamination. I'm very concerned about that.
I agree with you. My question was more relating to whether any of your patients are people that have recently woken up, whether you're seeing any of that at all, because, you know, I, for example, conducted
surveys in my Telegram channel, which is Z Media, by the way, for anyone who isn't in there, Z-triple-E Media, one word. I conducted surveys in there, you know, how long have you been awake? Over 50% of people were, you know, sort of awake since or before 9/11. So half of the people that are in our audience have really known about this plan for a long time. The rest of the people, you know, really woke up during COVID. And so I'm concerned that, you know, when we say people are waking up, people are waking up. Is there even a restriction on how much they're waking up? Maybe they're waking up to the fact that something is wrong, but they'll only get to a certain point. You know, I've been involved in some X spaces recently where people are just, when I drop some of this info on them, and I know it's really hardcore, but the info warriors can handle it. You know, when I drop some of this information on them, it's, I can hear them glazing over. And so I'm asking, do you think that there may be some sort of technologically, some sort of a barrier from people waking up to this?
Absolutely. I believe that is so, because all of this technology that I'm finding, you think about it, I am looking at one drop of blood, and sometimes it is loaded with micro robots. It is loaded with these hydrogels. There has to be an effect. And if you look at all of the engineering literature, the interbody network literature, all of that, it clearly shows. It's like, look, it is possible. Then, you know, can it explain some of what we're seeing? I believe yes. And the more research I do, the more it is in line with that assumption.
I mentioned the interview I just conducted with researchers Hope and Tavon just before. The reason I want everyone to see that is because it's very important information, but they explain how the system upgrade for the transhumanist Internet of Everything was achieved during the COVID era, and how they could not achieve the Internet of Everything that they desire without that system upgrade to achieve their transhumanist dreams. And they actually did achieve it during COVID. So again, please go to the Z Media channel on Bandog Video, or go to the interviews page on zmedia.com, 3 E's, and watch that interview. It's the latest one we've posted with Hope and Tavon on the Wireless Body Area Network, IEEE, and all of this stuff that people really desperately need to wake up to very quickly. Dr. Anna, your final words for the audience, please.
There's definitely hope. So, you know, please check into the Substack as well. There's treatments. You know, I clean up people's blood, and it is possible to do it. I highly encourage my medical colleagues, you know, to take a look at the evidence and really open their minds and start learning about this, because the whole world will need decontamination and treatment, because you know, we're in really dire straits, but there is hope, and the more we know, the more we can do about things.
Well, that's the point. If we don't face this, we can't do anything about it, and so we desperately need more people in the scientific community to join in on your efforts. Again, before we let you go, Anna Mahaitcha, phd.substack.com. Go subscribe today. Share this broadcast and share her work everywhere. Thank you, Dr. Anna, for your time today. And for everyone watching, I just really want to close on you know, the fact that if we don't face this, like I just said with Dr. Mahaitcha, if we don't face this information, if we don't confront it head on, I just said this in an X space yesterday, if we don't confront it head on and face the reality of what is actually happening to humanity, we can never stop it. We can pretend that, you know, sharing viral clips is the answer, and yes, that is part of it. That is how we reach people. But until we look at the entirety of what they want to achieve through their transhumanist nightmare, and the organizations that are pushing this, that we need to remove from power, the UN, the WHO, WEF, and their controllers. If we don't address this, then what hope do we really have? And so I am so grateful for this broadcast. Thank you to everyone who is watching, sharing, joining in this fight for humanity to preserve natural humanity and natural human life, God-given life. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you. And I'll see you next week, hopefully, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.